number 11121, Dawn Shutt, north of Road 312 River Road, west of Road 311 Chief Road. Tax map ID number 234-34.11, parcel 23.00. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Dawn Ann Shutt, 1152 Marion Street, Reading, Pennsylvania, 1960.
Bill Alexander Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Little Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We are here to ask the board for approval for a front yard setback on Sussex County Road 312. It was originally approved by the board for 6 feet, and we are 5.7 feet from the road due to, it appears, the home was slightly forwarded somehow, and we're not exactly sure as to why the home was set somewhat forward from what the approved position. So it's a very small variance that we're applying for, and we don't feel that it should affect the neighborhood or any adjacent properties for this variance to be approved. That's our hope.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that there's a certain uniqueness because of the shape of the lot. It's probably difficult to put a dwelling on there. Do they make dwellings any less narrow? Okay, so that's
this was special. This was a special order.
Yeah,
was it? Okay. To get it this small.
Yeah. So there's not too many of the structures that you sell that could fit.
No, they don't make them real skinny anymore like they used to.
I got you. Okay, and I'm just trying to go down the standards for granting a variance.
Okay.
You know, and perhaps you're prepared to do that.
I have some pictures. In case you want to see them.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fine. So we're only here for the one variance. There's been two variance applications for this property before, mm-hmm. which covers all the other encroachments.
Yes.
It's been almost a year now since, and we haven't moved in yet, so.
You haven't?
No, not yet. No, not yet.
That'd be a nice Christmas present.
Oh, wouldn't it? Yes, yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, we haven't approved it yet.
I know, but I'm hoping.
Thumbs up.
As for the neighborhood, in character with the neighborhood, is it?
Yes, there's many other mobile homes, manufactured homes in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this wasn't created by the applicant. The property, again, is very unique, and it's a buildable area. It will not affect the surrounding areas whatsoever. And or impair the areas in the adjacent areas. It shouldn't be detrimental in any case to the public welfare. Matter of fact, it beautifies it, the area as well. It is the least amount possible based on livable conditions for Mr. and Mrs. Shutt and their expectations of a home on their lot. The variance will definitely afford relief for them and allow them to enjoy their property that they do enjoy a wonderful water view there. So, it's for a very minute difference. We're talking a couple inches here, so we're hoping that the board will consider that. It, again, will not affect any adjacent properties. It doesn't affect the neighbors at all.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir. No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Breckenridge?
No.
Mr. Callaway? None. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Two?
Two.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's quite obvious there's a certain uniqueness to this property, being right in the triangle. And the applicant has testified that it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that the property is difficult at best to develop in strict conformity, wasn't created by the applicant, testified that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum to afford relief to the applicant. I make a motion we approve case number 11,121.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
And a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,121. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Also for those reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Case number 11,121 is approved.
And it will be a Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.